responsiveness. It's possible to walk and step only on the bits of a certain pattern, but then you can't help wondering how it feels to go on the other bits only. Children make those explorations. They have to. But the more inquisitive ones soon learn to walk on it all equally, feeling with the sole of the foot, even through the shoe sole, minute differences of configuration and surface, as well as biggish boulders and crevices, cracks, loose rubble, sand, growing grass, beaten mud. The feet transmit the knowledge of those things up through the limbs, not only by messages about surface sensations, but also by actual transmission of the jarring of hard stone or the give of sand calling for tension to resist it. Slipperiness, resilience, bog, all find their way upwards in the give or the spring we use to respond to them. Sound of children sobbing. The children all cried aloud so desperately sadly that it was useless to expostulate, hopeless to expect them to stop. They had a grief of their own deep in them and the courage to cry aloud with it. Never in their lives again would they be allowed to cry like that, so they cried, and whoever heard them just knew that it was true. After seeing a short film about the paintings of Paul Delvaux, the secret was told and the men left the women. The women will have to go looking for other men. There must be some somewhere who prefer openness. The secret was told and the men went on reading the newspapers, kept their hats on and never looked up. They gave never a glance at the flowers and the hair, at the smiling bosoms, at the open gaiety, but kept on reading the newspaper, carrying briefcases.